Item number three, Madam Chair. Madam Clerk.
From the Employee Benefits Work Group, submitting an informational report regarding what steps must occur in order to cap the backdrop pension benefit. This also went to the Committee on Finance and Audit and Personnel and the Pension Board. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady, good morning.
Good morning, Chairman.
You have some information about this for us?
Well, you have an informational report from the Employee Benefits Work Group in response to the budget resolution. It basically laid out the process that we've gone through and that needs to be finished in order to enact a backdrop change. I think the report's fairly self-explanatory. I'm happy to go through it if you'd like.
Mr. Gray, can you just highlight it, please, for we have two new members on the commission. Sure. Even though the report is self-explanatory, but just for the record so people understand what you're saying.
The 2011 adopted budget required the Employee Benefits Work Group to analyze what steps would be necessary in order to cap the backdrop pension benefit at some future point in time, including legal guidance and an actuarial guidance. After that resolution, that budget adoption, there was later action by the county board to provide funding to the work group to obtain those services. The work group then did obtain the legal services first to analyze the legal issues. Those legal services were from Foley and Lardner, attorney Lee Riley, who has worked for the pension board in the past and is familiar with the pension system. Subsequent to reviewing that legal analysis with the personnel committee and I believe finance committee in closed session, additional direction was given to the council and then through that council to the actuary to provide analyses. There is an actuarial report that's been submitted from Buck Consultants regarding a final proposal that was made and has now been authored or sponsored by Supervisor Lipscomb.
That's the next item.
That's the next item. That's correct. Because of Act 10, the county board is legally able to adopt these kinds of changes for all county employees except for the firefighters. And technically except for the deputy sheriffs, but the deputy sheriffs don't have the backdrop, so it wouldn't any change doesn't apply to them. But you do still have to negotiate pension matters with those two unions. Otherwise, all other employees can be governed by action by the county board. And so other than explaining the proposal, which is, I guess, the next item, that's the background.
Any questions from the committee? If not, this information